It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. All right, everyone. This is going to be kind of a weird little episode. This is an episode where we're actually shifting back, but we're going back to where we were before. And I want to kind of tell you the story of why and what's important for you guys to kind of, what's the marketing lesson behind this. So when I first started ClickFunnels Radio back in, I think it was February 2017. It's been a long time. Back then, we started off with ClickFunnels Radio with the whole idea about it being all about ClickFunnels and about our stories and everything in that genre and the, kind of that niche. And then at the time, we had a social media manager. Her name was Michelle. And she said, you know, Dave, we really need to be branding more Funnel Hacker and having people be associated more with that than with ClickFunnels. And so I went through and made the change to Funnel Hacker Radio. And we ran with that for, I don't know how many episodes. But the irony was, is I was sitting there going through Traffic Secrets book. So today, actually, Russell is reading Traffic Secrets. It's just a few days before our birthday launch. And he's basically going through all this. And as I was reading the book prior to his, as I was reading it, kind of going through the edits and stuff, some of the main things I came across was some of the traffic secrets that he was using around podcasting. And one of the main things that I realized was we were, especially as we start going out to our Dream 100 and going out to, when you're looking at bringing on other speakers into your environment, there's two different sides you need to pay attention to. One is, as I'm bringing people into our universe, what is the value that they're going to bring to that universe? But then also realize that I typically will go out and we'll buy ads to have them on, basically to their audience, letting them know about what we're doing. The real big issue, though, what we've seen is, as I was talking with John, from a brand presence, ClickFunnels is recognized two or three times to one versus Funnel Hackers are. And so as we started reaching out to other people, trying to find, trying to get them on the podcast, and we're going to, I'll tell you about some of the cool changes we have coming up as far as speakers go. But it was interesting as we were doing it, what we found is that not as many people, and I was always having to say, well, the Funnel Hacker Radio podcast, it's ClickFunnels podcast. Oh yeah, I know what ClickFunnels is. And it was like, why in the world were we basically hiding behind it? So we're going back and we're changing it. The next episodes from here on actually we branded as ClickFunnels Radio. And part of our strategy behind this is we want to start going out, and you're going to see a lot of the things over the next 3 or 4 months where I'm going to be implementing everything that Russell's been writing about in Traffic Secrets around podcasts. So we'll probably have a couple of things you'll notice differently. One of the things is I'm probably going to be doing an episode a week myself regarding what are some of the things that we're doing here at ClickFunnels. What are the things that we're learning? What are things that we're implementing? What's working? What's not working? And I'll tell you about those in just a few minutes, associated with selling tickets. So I'll tell you about those things that are working, those things that don't work. Also, I'm going to be bringing on the other day of the week. So we'll typically be doing this, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays, but twice a week. One episode will be me basically talking about, again, things I'm learning, things we're doing at ClickFunnels, marketing strategies, tips, all that kind of stuff. The other episode will be either some of our success stories from ClickFunnels, or one of the things we've seen recently is the opportunity now to actually bring other people into our universe to allow us to expand our podcast and our brand into their universe. And so you'll see some co-marketing things going back and forth. And so as we bring in people that you may not know about or have heard about, these are people typically who are going to be on our Dream 100, people who we've associated with, people I've got a pretty deep Rolodex now. And we're actually going to be bringing you into their universe and letting you know some of the stuff they're doing that's working from a marketing angle. Some of those things will be focused around funnels. Some of those things actually may be focused around traffic, maybe focused around other areas or things that you actually might find even greater value that wouldn't pertain specifically just to funnel building. So I'm really excited to be bringing on some of my dear friends over the last few years we've developed a lot of deep relationships with, and then also bringing people on who I don't even know, but are people that we're going to be using our own Dream 100 strategies to get onto their podcasts and them to get onto mine. So Traffic Secrets right now is the book, it's a third book in Russell's trilogy. Dotcom Secrets is first, Expert Secrets, and then Traffic Secrets. It's the whole idea here is it's the framework, the fuel, and the fire. And what we want to basically do is actually implement the things that we're teaching in those books and use them as case studies. So I'm going to be using a lot of those things. And one of those Dream 100 strategies actually is getting people onto your own podcast. So if you have not heard me already talk a ton about the importance of publishing, by now you should understand you need to have your own you got to have your own platform. Whatever that platform is, for me, I am much better on audio and visual than I am typing. So you're rarely ever going to see a blog from me. I'm not a super fast typist. It's much easier for me to talk and to speak and to have videos than it is for me actually spend my time writing. But realize that one of the things we found from podcasting is it's a difficult way of actually getting people onto your platform. You can't really buy ads specifically to the platform. And one of the things we found is the best way of getting people to grow your own podcast is by having other people recommend your podcast. So I just realized I say the word so quite a bit. Side note. And one of the things that we've been looking at right now is the opportunity of possibly advertising on other podcasts. So if you've been listening to Entrepreneur on Fire, JLD, John Lee Dumas' podcast, you're going to start hearing us actually advertising for the rest of the year on his podcast. The reason for that is what we found is the typical average household income of podcast listeners is about $250,000. The other thing we found is most of the time, a lot of podcast listeners actually tend to be much more entrepreneurial, much more business focused, or they're people who are looking to grow into different areas. So they're at least self-improvement, personal development focused. And they're reaching out for an opportunity to learn. And for us, it's a great opportunity to actually advertise on JLD's podcast. Now, one of the things that we've just learned, and I'm going to have to change the podcast advertisement. He records basically 3 months in advance, so you won't see this take effect until November. But one of the things we found is that advertising on a podcast to have them go to your product or service is fine. The best thing actually to do is to advertise on someone else's podcast to have them come listen to your podcast. So we will actually be changing some of the advertisements that we currently have with JLD to come listen to Russell's Marketing Secrets podcast, possibly to ClickFunnels Radio podcast. Also, we'll probably end up having JLD on the podcast, talking about some of the things that we're finding from a traffic secret standpoint that are really, really working well. The other thing I can tell you that we're finding out is from advertising is we're also going to be looking at going on to Andrew Warner's podcast, Mixergy. And we were supposed to go live September 1st, but as I was reading through traffic secrets and everything Russell was talking about, I realized we haven't been taking advantage of podcasts the way that we need to. So we kind of postponed that one. It'll probably be October, November before we actually get on Mixergy's advertising as a podcast. And some of the main things you're going to see in there is this advertising to come listen to our podcast. Because realize the hardest part to do is actually get a podcast listener to go and take action. But the easiest thing for them to do is to subscribe to another podcast. You're going to find that a podcast listener usually has six to eight podcasts they listen to on a regular basis. In fact, if you kind of take a look at your iTunes, your podcast app or whatever, however you listen to it, you probably have no more than 10, but probably 6 to 8 podcasts that you go through on a pretty regular basis and you listen to. So what we have found is the need to actually to grow a podcast, the best way of growing it is through referrals. You probably came to this podcast because you were recommended by somebody to it. We find the same thing happens on any podcast. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, almost all of them now, actually have come from either people I know personally or they were a recommendation from somebody. I've yet to actually go search for a podcast because I just wanted to find a podcast that talked about XYZ. And because of that, we're finding the best way to actually get more people on your podcast is by advertising on other people's podcasts to drive traffic to your podcast or to go to their listeners and find other ways of reaching out to them. With all that said, some of the big changes that you are going to see is when we start looking at telling you about some of the things we're learning, I want to give you a couple of things we've learned just recently. So again, ClickFunnels Radio Podcast will start. I think the first episode is going to be the first week of October sometime. That's where you see the transition. And I want to give you just a couple of tips and tricks that we've learned recently from our own marketing mishaps. One of the things if you were a Funnel Hacking Live alumni, you received a letter from us. And in receiving that letter, it was to your address, but the name was wrong. I love direct response marketing. And one of the best direct response marketing things that we've seen tested over time is the yellow sticky note. And usually it's attached either to an advertorial or to an email that's been copied or some article or something like that. So we decided to go ahead and send it out to our ClickFunnels alumni for Funnel Hacking Live, inviting them to buy tickets to Funnel Hacking Live. And with that would be a special bonus. Now, in doing it, we did everything right. Everything was going to be so the yellow sticky note was handwritten. It had a phone number on to call Ben. Again, just from testing this over years, if you don't have a specific person, literally the best letter is just to say from Jay. So just, thanks, and then just the letter J. For some reason, that gets read the most, responded to the most. And anyway, so what happened here was the yellow sticky note was placed on an email that was a letter that basically it's printed off email from Russell. In fact, you know what? I actually have one here that got returned because the wrong address. Give me a second. I'm actually going to read this to you. Let me just open up this envelope here. All right. So since you can't see it, it's a white piece of paper, and up in the upper right-hand corner is a yellow sticky note. It says, "Let me know if you want in on this," and then a phone number signed by Ben. And it's just printed off as an email from Russell saying, so if you read from the top here, it's from Russell Brunson, date Monday, September 9th, 2019, 11:20 a.m. to Ben Janke, subject regarding Funnel Hacking Live special alumni bonus. "Hey, Ben, I know you're working with several people." I got to move the yellow stick here. "Several people who are interested in coming to Funnel Hacking Live this year. So I wanted to let you know about a super sexy alumni bonus that we're rolling out. It's exclusive, so only those who have attended Funnel Hacking Live before will be able to get in on this." Again, that's in bold. "Alumni who get their Funnel Hacking Live 2020 tickets by September 19th will get a special bonus that includes a Midnight Mastermind recording from the 2CCX cruise. Do you remember that? Basically, it was when the rest of our ship was sleeping, a small group of us stayed up late into the night, and I taught them how we pump out our funnels and content so fast without having to hire an army. That's actually where the whole waffle concept started. Also, remember that the sooner people buy their Funnel Hacking Live 2020 ticket, the more bonuses they'll get. Many of the speakers have bonuses that will pull down after we announce them, so the earlier buyers will get the most. I just checked the numbers, and we're already sold over 300 more tickets than this time last year. I have a gut feeling we'll sell out faster than ever. Thanks, Russell Brunson, CEO of ClickFunnels. P.S. Just thinking, if you want, feel free to print out this email and send it their way. Let them know what they can sign up for let them know that they can sign up at www.funnelhackinglive.com, or just get on a call with them and make sure they lock in all the cool bonuses before we start pulling them down." And then the bottom is the typical confidentiality note. Letters like that usually do extremely well from a conversion standpoint. It's then put into a white envelope. It's never metered mail. It's actually a stamp. And then it's literally handwritten, where we hire people to literally handwrite the person's name and address. And so it comes to you basically as what looks like a personal letter. And the open rate on these usually is phenomenal. Now, the only problem is we ended up going through and sorting. We took off our international buyers and then last minute decided to add in the Canadian buyers. Well, the problem was when they sorted it and added in the Canadian buyers, they mismatched the columns. So what happened was everybody who received a letter received it to the correct address, but with the wrong name. So for me, it would have come to our office here, but it could have been addressed to Leonard Parker's or something like that. And how often are you going to open up mail that's not addressed to you? Not at all. So we sent out thousands of these letters, and guess what? How many phone calls do you think we received in the last 3 or 4 days? You're right. None. Not one phone call. Not one. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we just burned through a ton of money sending out this direct response mail piece that would have been awesome. We sent it out this exact same thing 2 years ago and literally sold hundreds of Funnel Hacking Live tickets. This time, not one. And my only reason saying that is, even though, again, we've been doing this a long time, it just happened to be just a mismatch on the sorting. And again, just because we weren't double checking our work, someone made a mistake and they were super apologetic when I tried to find out, okay, what happened? And they apologized like crazy. But again, water on the bridge, there's nothing you can do about it. You just burn up a couple thousand bucks worth of mail and letters and everything else. My only reason to mention that to you, a couple things. One is the direct mail piece is a phenomenal work. It's a phenomenal marketing tool. It works amazingly well. Highly recommend targeted list, direct mail, especially these days because hardly anyone gets direct mail. They actually get open. I actually had some people post online say, hey, I got this letter from Russell, but it was to the wrong person. Do you know who this is? I had other people sending me personal messages saying, Dave, what happened? My only reason telling you this is direct mail works. It's something I highly recommend you use. And I also recommend anytime you're ever working in Excel documents or things like that, when you're doing sorts, you got to be super, super careful. And then double check after you've added other people back into the list that it didn't jack up the other people. So that was one of the faux pas this week. Marketing lesson. Direct mail works great, but you have to double check the list. Double check and make sure that you actually send out to the right people, right names at the right addresses. Again, I will give you some other stuff, usually things that are much more positive and things that work. But just realize, I want to make sure you understand, I'm going to try to keep this as real as I possibly can when we're sharing things. I can't express enough gratitude and appreciation to everybody who watches or listens to this. It's been a lot of fun for me to run into people and have them say, gosh, Dave, I've been listening to you for so long I just found out about it and sharing that. If the greatest way it's, people always ask, well, how can I help you the most as far as your podcast goes? Honestly, the greatest way is, if you don't mind, share this with other people. You can either take a picture of this, post it on your social profiles, whatever, and say, subscribe to this podcast. It was amazing. Or just talk to other people about it and say, hey, do you listen to the podcast? What are some of your favorite podcasts? You know what? One of mine is ClickFunnels Radio. So again, we will be ClickFunnels Radio as of the first week of October, going back to it. And can't wait for you guys to get a flavor and a taste of some of the exciting friends and some of our Dream 100 people we're going to be bringing on. So have an amazing day. Look forward to seeing you guys at Funnel Hacking Live. Again, if you guys have not bought your ticket, what are you waiting for? Please make sure you go to funnelhackinglive.com, buy your ticket. And when you see me at Funnel Hacking Live, say, hey, I listened to your podcast, Dave, and I'm here because of that. Have an amazing day. And I'm signing off as Funnel Hacker Radio. Next time you hear from me, it'll be welcome to ClickFunnels Radio. Good night, guys. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.